We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shilua Hakan, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to introduce the topic of Chanukah, the holiday of Chanukah, and show us how what we've been learning till now is going to help give us new insights to Chanukah. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah osur l'shtameish loira. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand one of the laws about the Chanukah candles, which is that we're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles for personal use. These are mitzvah candles, and therefore it's holy. You're not allowed to use it to read a book by, or even to see your way in walking around in a room. And this is one of the reasons why we have the custom to use a shamash. We add an additional candle besides the Chanukah candles. For example, on the third night of Chanukah, we light three candles plus an additional candle called a shamas, so that in case, inadvertently, we walked by the menorah and we benefited from the light, we say we're benefiting from the shamas, not from the other candles. Loi kemoi ner Shabbos. And this is completely different from the law about the Shabbos candles. Whereby the purpose for lighting Shabbos candles is to benefit from the light, to use the light, to enjoy the Shabbos meal, the eating and the drinking by the Shabbos candles. By the Shabbos candles. Why this difference? Why the difference between Shabbos and Chanukah? Kimavoyer bekavona soarizal umuva bedvarenu shener Chanukah hu bechinas oyer godoil ma'oid. Because the Arizal explains in his forum, and Rabbeinu Zal explains, that the light of the Chanukah candles is a very high level light. Bechinas klolius hashloisha yichudim sho'oilim ner kanal. The Arizal shows that the term ner, the word ner, which means candle, is a combination of three unifications of Hashem's name. It's Hashem's name Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is usually representative, symbolic of the male side, uniting with all three levels of female, kaviochel, as if. It's Yud Ke Vav Ke Ekye, 26 and 21, which is 47. Then you have Yud Ke Vav Ke Elokim, 26 and 86, which is 112. And then you have Yud Ke Vav Ke Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, 26 and 65, which is 91. When you put those three together, 47, 112, and 91, you get 250, which is the word Ner. And those three names, Ekye, Elokim, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, represent three levels of the Shechina. Ekye represents Bina, Elokim represents Gvura, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud represents Malchus, which are three representations of the left side. Shemamshichin Oisoi Lemat. So we see that the Ner Chanukah is a very, very high level light. It's packing such a powerful punch, these three Yichudim, and we're drawing that light all the way down, lemato moi, dahinu, lemato me'asora tfochim. One of the best places to light Chanukah candles is below the height of 10 tfochim, which is unusual. We know the Gemara says the rule is usually that spiritual light, the Shekhinah, does not go within 10 tfochim of the earth. It keeps that distance, a certain distance. And Chanukah is one of the very rare occasions when we specifically light the Chanukah candles below 10 tefachim to show that this is a unique situation where Hashem is reaching all the way down to us. The Shekhinah is coming so far down to us, below 10 tefachim. Sheshom hu toikef hu asiya. That's where you have the meat of the Olam hu asiya, in a sense. No, it's the essence of asiya, which means gashmius, the physical world. V'zehu hachidish v'apela shel ner Chanukah. This is what's unusual And what's unique, what's wondrous about the Hanukkah candles, shemitoykif hanes shezochu oz al yedei tzadikei hador matesio ubonov shezgabru al malchus horisho sherotzu lashkicham torasecho, that as a result of the incredible miracle that the Jews were zoche to at that time, with the help of the great tzadikei, Matisyo and his sons, who were zoche to defeat the wicked kingdom of the Greeks, who wanted to get the Jews to reject the Torah completely, to forget the Torah completely. Ukishegovro yad hatzadikim, malchus beis hashmonoi, v'nitzchum. And when the great tzadikim succeeded in defeating these rishoim, these wicked Greeks at that time, zochu li Yeshua niflo, the Jewish people was zochet to such an incredible salvation, sheloi dai sheloi neskaim amachshavtam horosh la'sitra achra la'shkicham torasecha chas v'shalom. Not only did the Sitra Achra not succeed in accomplishing what it set out to do, what it wanted to do, to get the Jews to forget the Torah and reject the Torah completely, but rather, afgam nishapech mehepech el hepech, but rather, things turned around completely, completely. Shezochu lenes nifla, that the Jews were zochet to an incredible miracle. Shedolku neirois hamanoira benes shmoina yomim, that the candles of the menorah burned miraculously for 8 days. Even though there was only a 1 day supply of oil, it burned for 8 days. Vaydeze kovulonu ledoirois lahadlik neir Chanukah kodosh, and based on that, the rabbis established this holiday for us for generations, that we light these holy Hanukkah candles, Shehu Oyer Niflam Oid, which represent an incredible, incredible high level of light, Shemi Goydel Oitzim Hoyer, whereby because of the fact that the light is coming from such a high place, Onu Yecholim Lamshichoy Kol Echod Lemato Lemato Betoykef Wasiya, each and every one of us has the ability to bring it down, all the way down, down, down to the most severe asiya, to the essence of asiya, super gashmius, lemata miyud tfochim, below 10 tfochim, lohoyer gam shom oyer hanifla zeh, and to even be able to shine over there in the lowest, lowest places, this great, wondrous light, shehu oyer hatoyro v'hamitzvois, which represents the light of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki ner mitzvah v'toyrah oyer, that the ner and oyer are Torah and mitzvahs. We know that we have a rule always, that the higher the light, the more it has the ability to reach further down and not be damaged, not be harmed in the process at all. Just like an example of this, when the Jews were in Egypt, we're told that the Jews at that time had fallen down to the 49th level of Tumah. And that's why Hashem couldn't send an angel to take them out, or he couldn't send an ordinary tzaddik. Hashem had to do it himself. Only Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, the highest of the highest level of light, was high enough that it could go all the way downstairs to the 49th level of Tumah and succeed and not be harmed in the process. Because any lower level of light, when it tries to go that far down, it's in danger, it's in jeopardy of being harmed. So here, listen to how the Torah describes Ner Chanukah, that we're talking about these three Yehudim. We're talking about a light that's such a high level that it's able to go all the way down below 10 Tfachim. V'alkein osur leishtamesh loira. And this is also why we are forbidden to use that light for any personal needs, any gashmius needs. Ki machma shezeh ha'or nimshech lamato bimkoim achizas hasidrachra v'haklipois, because of the fact that this super high spiritual light is being brought down, all the way down to the place where the klipois are very powerful, alkein osur leishtamesh shem l'or hakodesh hazeh, therefore, we're not allowed to misuse that light in any way. We're not allowed to use it for gashmius, for mundane purposes. Shelo yisachzu boy hachitzoinim, so that the klipoy shouldn't grab onto it also. If we take that light and we lessen its importance by using it for personal needs, that can open a door for the klipos to grab onto that light and be able to damage it and harm it. Kemavur bekavonos, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Avol ner Shabbos, whereas the Shabbos candles, she'oz oilin kol ha'oilomois lemalo lemalo, whereby the Sifrei Kabbalah show us that when it comes to Shabbos, when Shabbos is about to enter, it's not that the light comes down, it's that the worlds move up. All the different worlds, the Olam Asiya gets bumped up to Yetzirah, the Yetzirah, all the worlds get bumped up, get elevated to major, major elevations. Ki Asiya Olam Yetzirah, the Yetzirah Lebriya, v'chulu v'chulu. Azai Madlikin Haner Bimkoim Gavoya. On Friday night, we don't light the candles below 10 tefachim. We light the candles on the table or on a higher pedestal, wherever it is. She'ein lahasitra achra achizashon. And the sitra achra has no possibility of being to attach itself to the Shabbos candles. Machmas kedusha Shabbos. Because of the presence of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is so holy and so powerful that the sitra achra runs the other way. We say it on Friday night in the special section of the Zohar HaKadosh that we say kegavna. We say v'chol dinin misabramino, that the whole midas hadin moves out of the way, steps aside for the great light of Shabbos. Al kein muter lehishtamish loira, because of the fact that the sitra achra disappears on Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. Therefore, we're allowed to use the light for personal use. We don't have to be afraid that if we use it for personal use, we're going to open the door for the sitra achra also to jump in and grab hold of it. V'chol zeh hu inyan hanal. And all of this is tied into what we were learning about in the previous shiur. Ki ner Chanukah zeh b'china shemamshichin ho'oir, shehu ha'yeshua shel hanes. Ner Chanukah represents the fact that we're drawing this great light, which is the salvation of the miracle of Chanukah, shetiskayim haTorah, that the Torah remained. It was not destroyed. It wasn't forgotten. It wasn't put aside. Mamshichim zois mimerchak moed. We draw this miracle, we draw this great light from far, far away, from a very high place. Lemokim nomuch moed, and we bring it all the way down, way, way down, lemato me'asor tefachim, even below the height of 10 tefachim. V'alkein osur l'shtamesh loira. And this is why the law is that we're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles for personal use. Ki adayin ein hoyer shelonu, because the light is not yet ours. V'ein, we haven't conquered it. It hasn't become our personal possession yet. Even though Hashem has shot down this beam of light from this very high place, it's sort of like a gift from Hashem. It's a freebie in a sense. And it's not something that we have mastered or we have acquired or we have earned in a sense. And therefore, we're not permitted to use it for personal use. Lasso is by kol tzorchenu, kemoi b'ner Shabbos. Like on Shabbos, when we are allowed to use it for personal use. Shehu merameis al olam haba, because Shabbos symbolizes olam haba, the future, the world to come. Sheoz yizke kol echod lovoi lulahagia lemekoimoi umenuchasoi kefi chelkoi olam haba. We know in the future, that's when each and every single Jew is going to be zeicha to get to his rightful position, to his rightful place that he earned, that he worked for, based on his share in Olam Haba. So Shabbos is referred to as a taste of Olam Haba. Therefore, Shabbos represents a light that is ours, that is something that Hashem gives us fully in a sense. And it's Shabbos is coming at a time when the sitra achra disappears totally. No sitra achra at all. Therefore, there's no risk that by allowing us to use the light of the Shabbos candles for personal use, that the sitra achra is going to jump on the bandwagon and also get in on it.